Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Oh, you break it open. Yeah,
it's terrible marketing.
Right.
Because every time I used to see it, I was like, that's fucking crazy. And then I got addicted to Blue Chew for a little while, and I didn't have the confidence to fuck without it, and then I didn't have it. And then I got a gas station one, and it's fine, but it works like half as good as a Blue Chew.
Dude, I just always make a parallel with those pills with the fucking roses in the glass tube. The crack pipes.
Oh, yeah. There's something, yeah. So you're at a bodega.
Yep.
Buying a crack pipe, a fucking Rhino XL. Yeah.
Scratch off.
Yeah, why not? Get a little scratch off.
A little goodie bag for the way home.
Hell yeah, doggy. Some blunt wraps. We got it all right Sweetest there, fish. Dude.
Yeah, that's what you should get your Tummy girl worms, for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Dude, get your girl a bucket of fucking gas station shit.
Doggy, a gas station love package.
Yeah.
You get a scratch off. You get a fucking Rhino XL. Yeah. You
the
get
honey pack.
Crack pipe.
Gushers, a crack pipe.
Celsius.
Couple blunt wraps, couple Kratom pills.
Four Loco.
Call it a fucking day,
dude. That's fun right there.
That is a fun little package.
A little 20 like piece it. Of crack.
Honey bun.
Honey bun.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. Ayo, this is crazy.
What up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there, you sexy fucking bitches. Pull your dicks out. Beat them. Take a minute. Beat them. Beat them, beat them, beat them. Flip that dick and beat them. Beat them, beat them, beat them. Click a little, beat them.
Now eat that cum. Eat that cum.
Dude, come on your chest and fuck them. Lick it up. Oh, lick that shit up, doggy. That's right, Shannon. Get the fucking people in order.
You know, it must be some weird caveman thing.
What?
With Shannon in the pink sweater. I'm like, God damn. The pink, something about a
and the shoulder out.
Tits in a pink sweater. Yep.
Shannon, go to the bitch booth for a second. Show them titties, Shannon.
Right? Shannon's looking good.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Shannon, looking good. I wish you were wearing a little bit more tight shit, like crop tops and shit.
I have a bodysuit that I'm changing into, but it's for SDR tonight.
Don't be an asshole.
I can show you the bodysuit.
Can you put it on right now and come and model it for us?
No, I'll show it to you though.
Why are you being an asshole?
Because the nipple coverage is not as much as it needs to be. So I can't wear it the whole day. It's a
wow. I have to watch an episode of SDR now.
What a piece of shit Shannon is. Welcome to the show. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day. We ain't fucking around. We got a great show planned today. As always, two incredible guests. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the King of Things, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Excited about our guest. Brand new to the Gas Digital Network. Brand new show. The newest addition to the family. We love these guys. They are fucking hilarious. You guys should be going and watching and downloading their show on all the platforms you can if you guys are not subscribed to Gas Digital. But if you are subscribed to Gas Digital, there's two episodes a week that these guys have just started doing. Just last week was their first debut. Ladies and gentlemen, the On the Gate boys, Derek Drescher, Gio Perez, joining the show as part of the family.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's more like a group home.
Yeah, treehouse. Yeah.
It's a halfway house.
That's just Derek's here.
Let's see. We have a great show. I'm happy you guys are here, man. How you guys feeling about Valentine's Day?
It's
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some loveless fucking guys right there. That's some boys that are not.
Well, he's in a relationship.
You're in a relationship, so. And you still are fucking like whatever. Come on, doggy.
It's not whatever. I mean, I guess I'll go get flowers for when I leave here.
I gotta get flowers. So actually, can somebody get flowers for my girl? Can we send somebody? Can we send somebody to get flowers? I don't have time to get flowers. I really could use
good spot on 14th and A. Really good.
Send Gabe Blind Mike. He comes back with fucking like, flowers.
I gotta get flowers for my girl. What are you doing for her? Anything special for your chick? How long have you been with your lady, first of all?
Over a year now.
This is it. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to get. I'll get her flowers, and we'll go to a movie tonight or some shit like that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's nice. And, she's a big fan of the movie, so
okay,
that's an easy out.
There you go.
Yeah,
I see. Not a high maintenance bitch.
No, she's high maintenance for sure.
High maintenance. She's just okay with the movie.
She'll be okay with the movie, a card, and flowers tonight. Yeah,
that's not high maintenance, my friend. That is a fucking. That is beautiful. That's my bitch is high maintenance, doggy.
Well, high maintenance, I mean, the kind of clothes she wears and all that shit are definitely 100% high maintenance. It's very expensive shit.
But to impress her, though, do you have to fucking do crazy shit, or she's just happy to be with you?
I bought her all this shit from Louis Vuitton on Christmas.
Yeah.
And so she opens it up, and then she goes, she's like, oh, baby. And then she just goes, I don't wear this.
Wow, you fucked up.
It was like fucking $3,000 worth of shit.
That's moronic.
Yeah, and then I went and returned it.
She's like, that's the fall edition. I'm on summer.
She's like, Puerto Ricans from the Bronx wear this. I don't wear this
shit. Well, that's the thing. I would never, because my chick loves like designer shit.
Yeah.
She loves it, dude.
She loves it too, but just not anything with like a big LV on it. It needs to be quaint.
I don't know what the fuck the good designer shit is. So I would never go and spend a lot of money on designer shit. Because it's going to be a fucking waste. Like, she wanted sunglasses for fucking Valentine's Day. She wanted, like, a nice pair of Prada sunglasses. And she told, and I was like, Bip, let's just go to the mall and shop.
Together.
You can pick them out. I'll fucking, you know, and that's what we did. We went yesterday to the mall, and she picked out a nice pair of sunglasses. Then I surprised her with Guitar Hero this morning. I got her an Xbox 360. I got her a couple different versions of the
all
game.
Today?
Yeah. She woke up this morning to Guitar Hero. She loves Guitar Hero.
God damn.
Loves it.
You bought her an Xbox 360.
I bought her an Xbox 360.
What would you do if you, what would your girl do if you bought her like some fake shit, like some fake designer
some fake shit?
Yeah,
like an Xbox 260.
I don't know. Two Xbox 180s.
I don't know. I just wouldn't do that because she likes buying designer bags and fucking doing all that shit. I just wouldn't know the first thing. If I picked one out, it would be a mess. So you fucked up. That was your
I fucked
mistake.
Up.
Did
I
you
even...
return it all?
I returned it all, of it. And but I also fucked up with the bag one time. I got her this, it was an $800 bag. I fucking ordered the thing. It comes in the mail. Dude, you couldn't even fit a fucking wallet in it. The bag was this fucking big. Yeah. $800 fucking dollars.
It's crazy. Yeah. So women are fucking out of their minds. Mm-hmm. We're going to a beautiful dinner tonight. You know, for me, I'm going like, it's really, really nice. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant because I know my fans will call in a bomb scare.
Which is genuine.
Which is like funny. It is hilarious.
It is.
Here's what I don't understand. Like, how often, like, all right, the Super Bowl just happened, right? When I went and did the Burt Kreischer tour, you know, these big, big stadium shows, 12,000 people, 15,000 people. He had like a stalker that like showed up, and they were fucking, they had like police, security. They came back, every comic, they had pictures of this guy everywhere. It was a whole massive security issue that this guy might show up and fucking murder Burt Kreischer.
Jesus.
But in my mind, I was like, doesn't this probably happens at every Madonna concert, right? Okay. It probably happens at every major sporting game. Like a college football game has 65,000 people in there, right? I bet you every single game, there's a player on the team that goes, oh, yeah, there's some stalker that's coming to kill you, just so you guys know. And they all have to have a fucking security briefing for this. It must.
Yeah.
There's too many people.
Did we talk about it, or I see it somewhere that Taylor Swift's stalker got out of jail and got arrested within an hour for going through her garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
What a crazy fucking time to be a celebrity where everything is so right there.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, dude, Brad Pitt, you had a fucking fun. You had to know somebody that knew somebody. You had to like
hop walls and
there
shit.
There was no getting to Brad Pitt. Like, I think you can literally just pick up Instagram and call him right now. I'm pretty sure I can be like, I can just FaceTime Brad Pitt. Be like, hey, what's up, Brad? He's like, hey, dude, stop calling me, block. It's a wild, like, the connection that we have with people now. It's just, it doesn't feel very far away.
Yeah, you know how much work that dude had to do to fucking kill John Lennon?
Yeah.
Like, that's dedication right there.
He had to sit on those stairs for days.
Yeah, he sat there waiting for him to come out, right?
Yeah, yeah, right now.
This guy's going to get hungry. Yeah.
On, now he can literally Instagram? Just check his TikTok. Yeah. It is pretty fucking wild, dude. I guess we...
That really, he had to wait so long, he brought a book.
For real? Wasn't it The Mockingbird or something?
Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I'm glad I'm not famous like that at all.
Do people try to FaceTime you on Instagram?
I had a weird bitch that would just all the time. Like, here's the thing: you can't do it unless you answer their message one time, right? So this back in the day, like one time, like late at night, some bitch was like, "Hey, I want to suck your dick." I was like, "Oh shit, hard eyes or some shit," or I don't even know what it was. So it's like I've invited a vampire into your home. I invited this ugly bitch into my fucking Instagram fucking things. Then she started just calling me all the time. Like, my phone
just
would
floating
ring.
Outside his window.
It was crazy, though. But you're like, dude, like, fucking chill. Eventually, I had to tell her. I was like, yo, you got to chill. I was like, I don't take phone calls with people like that. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. But, yeah, if I did say where I was going to dinner, for sure.
I'll get a lot of 3 a.m. Facebook Messenger calls.
Oh, this is
and
the
then
worst.
The next day, it'll be somebody like, dude, sorry, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Dude, I wanted to tell you a joke for the podcast.
Okay, I'm going
to
read you.
Every time I get a call from Facebook Messenger, it's somebody I used to sell drugs to.
Yeah.
And that's the only way they could reach me, and they still think, like, oh, let me try this guy.
We had a weirdo. I mean, we can't talk about it, though.
What's the new thing all the drug dealers are on?
It's
Trank.
No, it's like an app.
Oh,
I have a chick who emails me probably once a month. I don't want to say her name. Obviously, look how often this bitch emails me, dude.
Do you ever answer him?
Never once. Not once. And now, I'll read you the latest one. The message is, I need your help.
That's the headline?
Yeah.
Lewis, that's the vampire bitch?
Lewis J., would you please tell Lex, she's talking about who? Lex Friedman. The guy, the jujitsu guy that apparently is
that guy does jujitsu.
Yeah, right. He's like a weird guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a robot.
Yeah, he's like a robot. But he does. Yeah. He's like a black belt. I believe he's a black belt in jujitsu.
He blinks a lot.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, but so it's about him. She's like, would you please tell Lex to either start the process of lovingly and kindly with manners, or please stop making promises and watching me in my home and doing nothing. I can't withstand the anguish and fake promises are causing. Please, Lewis J., I've said it over and over again. I'm not being heard, and I don't want to have to do something more. I just want to handle things kindly, privately. Please, Lex promises me the world and then just stares at me in my home. Doggy, like, literally, I'm talking about, I get one a day, like long, like paragraphs from this bitch. So Lex Friedman, fucking chill. If you're actually harassing this poor, crazy gal, you're driving her out of her fucking mind.
Yo.
I don't know, Lex Friedman.
I could see that dude doing it, though. Just being on webcam, staring at chicks. Yeah. He's weird like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's weird like that.
Dude, maybe she's not crazy. Maybe this guy's actually out there fucking doing this. I don't know, but she thinks I know him or have a connection to him. Just truly. I have another guy who every day messages me. Me and Big J, he tweets at me saying that me and Big J tortured him while we were all in the army. He thinks me and Big J were in the army with him, and that my sister's an FBI informant, and he's like, I want to fight you at Ellis Mania in front of your FBI informant
sister. That's schizophrenia.
I mean, some probably, of them have 100. To be trolls.
I don't think these are crazy people.
That's schizophrenia.
These are crazy people. 100%. And I genuinely feel bad. I want to message the guy, but I don't want to invite a crazy person. I want to
like, dude, I wasn't in the army. I was in the Navy. I got kicked out.
All right? For torturing a schizophrenic guy. A different schizophrenic guy.
Dude, it's fucking, it's a weird, weird fucking thing. People get a little crazy, you know, and I put myself out there. Comedians are, it's a different thing as well, right?
You're telling people where you're at.
Telling exactly where we're at, and there's no security. I mean, there's a security guard. Typically, it's another comic.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, there's not real security.
A guy who's worried about his set.
If you go to the mothership, it is a bunch of little fucking mini Joe Rogans at the front door. They're all black belts. They all got shitty ears.
But there's also
retired Navy SEALs.
Cops.
Yeah, there's cops there. Yeah, there's fucking.
The cop walked me out.
Yeah, that's a
pretty solid plan.
Yeah, if you're going there, you're probably not going to get fucked with. Yeah. You know,
it's good for girl comics too, because I think the cops will walk into their car.
Yeah, there was, when Rogan was there last time I was there, he was in the green room, and there was just three dudes outside of the green room that I know were just like personal security, like fucking straight up. They look like military guys. I was like, these guys have to be
ready fucking, to fuck
yeah,
somebody
just
up,
ready
right?
To fucking, What was that thing? Who was it? Was walking down the red carpet, and the guy had the fake hand, and it was on an umbrella, but it was a it was Miley Cyrus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So as the video, as the big her big black security is walking next to her, and his hands looking kind of like limp and weird, is holding an umbrella. But then people that are in the know were like, "Oh, dude, he's got his hand on a gun on the inside of his jacket. That's a fake arm right there. It's some military shit." But it's like such a weird thing to do for the red carpet at like the MTV Music Awards. Like,
yeah, oh, good for her and her one arm security guard
for Miley Cyrus. That ain't even the right shade of black,
dude. Not for nothing. Fucking Miley's pretty toit.
Yeah,
she's hot.
For a gummy bitch, she's pretty toit.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, I mean, she do got them big teeth. But.
She's got little teeth, big gums.
Big gums.
Yeah. That's really what it is. Yeah. But you know, pretty toit.
She's hot for
still
sure.
Pretty toit.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day, Gio? Come on.
Shit.
Nothing. No gal. Nothing. No nothing.
Nothing.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, there's no...
Not even just send a little message to a chick, be like, yo, what's up? What are you? That would be if I was single, that would be my opportunity to start fucking scrounging for bitches.
Oh, that'll happen later tonight.
You got to set it up early, dog. You got to set it up early. Tonight's a bad move. You got to set up early.
Yeah, today.
Right?
Does it make you sad because everybody in your family is basically in a relationship?
No.
Now you're...
Only my sister's engaged, that's it.
Mike ain't got... Your brother ain't got no girl?
Nah, we're the same. Mm. We're just bouncing around.
That's it. No, but no special lady to try to take out tonight?
Nah.
That was the game. Trying to just hook
dude,
up.
Dude, last year I went away for Valentine's Day, but I didn't even know it was fucking Valentine's Day.
Go?
We went to Miami, and I got there after her. And then once I got to the hotel.
You were with Karen Feehan.
I was with Karen
I don't know why I remember this.
Dude.
I remember specifically you being in Miami with Karen Feehan on Valentine's Day.
She just so happened to be there.
You know what she said?
Was he watching your stories that day?
She said, like,
who the fuck is this guy?
No, I remember this. I remember this because Karen said she was dating a new guy, and then people were like, oh shit, it's Derek. It's all coming back to me now.
It was not me. I met Kate there, and then we bumped into Karen at a show, and I remember too because I was fucking super pissed at Karen for some reason. But it didn't even crossed my mind that it was Valentine's Day. And then I got to the hotel room and she had like a rose set out for me.
Wow.
And like some gay
you
shit.
You know, it's funny. Derek was saying that 3 days before or a week before. He's like, yo, I had no idea it was Valentine's Day. Because I think we were supposed to do the podcast. He's like, yo, I can't do it Thursday. And I'm like, why not? He goes like, yo, I'm going out to Miami. I was like, oh, you're going out on Valentine's Day? Shit. He's like, yo, I just realized it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
It's February 14th. Doesn't it land on the
13th? So she got you a gift and you didn't get her a gift.
I didn't get her anything, nothing, dude. Wow. Yeah. And last year at this time, I was like 230, 240. I remember. Like, so I got off the plane. I needed to sleep. Yeah. I remember she took a fucking video of me. And my breathing was labored. Like
not good.
It was bad.
I got one of those videos from Skankfest. He was like suffocating in the bed.
What'd you do for your girl, Zach? Anything yet?
I got her flowers, and she got me a speech about how I shouldn't get flowers anymore.
Why not?
Because they didn't have a vase, and then
a pile of garbage. If you don't have a vase, you've just given her a pile of garbage in a day.
I had flowers delivered to the house last night, so that it would be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Nice. And then she just had this look on her face. I'm like, I fucked up, huh? She's like, no, it was nice. Just, you know, there's no vase, so I have to figure that out. And now I have to find a place where the cats won't get them. And just, you know, in the future, if you're going to get me a gift, make maybe something else. And I was like, awesome.
Yeah, my chick loves flowers. I haven't gotten her flowers in a while. Jorge, go get me a bouquet of flowers. This is crazy. I need flowers. I'm not even kidding about this. I actually need flowers. Somebody's got to go buy me flowers. I don't have time to stop and get them. Somebody's got to go.
14th and A. They're the best.
I guess I can stop there. I can stop at 14th and A on the way up.
You could park right in front. You turn around.
Is it a flower shop or is it just some ghetto ass shit on a corner?
It's a long ass flower shop right outside of a deli. You'll see it. It's right on the corner.
I'm gonna get some fucking stuff. I got her enough.
Nice she's little fine. Mexican lady out
she's
there.
She got fucking glasses. I got an Xbox.
Dude, you bought her fucking Xbox?
So much.
Yeah,
so much, dude.
Insane.
But she hooked it up. This morning I woke up. She made me breakfast in bed. She offered me unlimited blowjobs today. Which is pretty fucking nice.
He tapped out after five. He's like, I can't.
I was like, my jaw hurts. Get these guys out of here.
You're off the clock, Lamont. Happy Valentine's. Have a good one, Mr. Gomez.
Dougie, I fucking, she fucking followed through. But I also don't want to fucking take advantage. I feel bad. Like, I want to get my dick sucked all day, obviously, but I don't want to, like, treat my girl like a pig.
Right.
Get on your knees at any given moment of the day.
I mean,
I feel bad.
I mean, this is for the day.
It is for the day. I'm talking about she's...
doggy.
I'm getting my dick sucked on my way to dinner tonight, doggy. I'm getting some roadhead. Don't you worry about that.
Now, at your age, right? One nut, you're good. You're not fucking more than once a night, right?
Oh, no, no. I'll go a couple times.
You will?
Yeah, I'm a fucking savage.
Yeah,
it's the rattlesnake, man.
Yeah, I'm a savage, doggy. My fucking, my libido still to this day is through the roof. Yeah. I haven't taken Blue Chew in forever. I used to sneak Blue Chews once in a while. I haven't taken a Blue Chew. I mean, once in a while, if I know it's going to be at night and I'm going to be drinking.
Right.
Right. Then I'm like, all right, I want to have a good time. Otherwise, if I don't, if I take a Blue Chew, it's like, have you ever taken like a C4 energy pre-workout?
No, I never have. No.
Like, not just the jitters, dude. Like, my skin gets itchy, dude. Like, I got to go.
Oh, you get crawling.
If I take a pre-workout,
sounds like a
I have to work out or I will
explode.
I'll eat glass. Yeah. I turn into a lunatic, dude. I get these C4 like Starburst flavored fucking zero sugar dude, and you chug the whole can. It's like 20 ounces and you're like you're like ready to go.
Now after you take a Blue Chew,
it's the same thing, dude. I have to fuck.
But when you bust a nut, what happens? Is it over? Is the Blue Chew over? Is it done? Whatever effects it has?
Yeah, it'll be done. I can stop. But if she even looks at my dick again, it's just like, yo, what's up? Why'd you look at me if you don't want to do nothing with it?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And honestly, like my libido, it just never went away. Like since I was a kid. Yeah. I don't know what it is, dude. It is kind of sad. I feel like as a 41-year-old man, to still be horny is kind of pathetic. Am I crazy?
Dude, I think like about all you would have accomplished. Like, look at all you have accomplished.
Yeah, I feel like, no, like that. It's a great point, Zach.
Think about all you could have accomplished had you not been obsessed with fucking.
No, here's what happens. People fucking
you'd
well.
Be further along.
Or you might not be because he's accomplished so much so that he can have the value to continue to get high quality pussy.
Right. Yeah, it's like I work so I can afford to do drugs. I do drugs so I can work. Yeah. It's going in a circle.
I don't exactly know, but for sure, at one point it has to slow down and I'm going to just be focused on everything else in life.
Right, right. Mine dropped off the past 6 months. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Since the summertime, my shit just, I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I used to be like the guy texting three girls at once. Yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like just chasing it. And then I realized Dominican. Dominican. Different type of dirtbag.
Yeah, Puerto Rican would be on three different phones.
Yeah. All of them are flip phones, too.
Yeah, doggy. I'm hoping it goes away one day. I really do. I'm hoping it just, to the point where I could be happy with banging like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, that would be good for me right now.
That would be
I could get to that again.
Oh, because you're even less than that.
Dude, yeah. It's like about 6 months ago, I wanted to fuck a couple times a day.
Yeah.
And we...
New relationship, that'll do it.
Yeah. And she's like, Jesus Christ. She's like, I'm losing weight from how much we're fucking. Like,
wow.
You got to chill out a little bit. And now, I don't know what the fuck. And she's, dude, she's bad. She's got nice ass, big titties.
Great.
Cute face. And I just fucking...
I don't know, man. It's limp. Can't get it going anymore.
Yeah, just...
Think about other chicks. You try Blue Chew?
No, I've never eaten anything like that before.
I have some in my car, probably.
All right, I'll walk with you afterwards.
Yeah,
I'll
get you a couple.
Yeah. Are you going to get this guy addicted to Blue Chew? Is he giving an addict a pill?
I'm just saying.
If it's chewable.
He's sniffing Blue Chews and shit.
I didn't even chew them because they turn your tongue blue. I used to hide it. I used to fucking pop it in my mouth, crack it in half because I'm a drug addict and I needed to enter my bloodstream faster. Yeah. But then I'd swallow it with some water and hopefully she didn't see my tongue. My blue ass fucking tongue, doggy. It's pathetic.
It's like, I mean, I'm eating a Fruit Loop.
I'm down to give it a go. I've been fucking more open to trying shit lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared to fuck with that shit.
Why?
I don't know, because of my heart. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to have like Lamar Odom just.
I don't think you should do it with Coke.
Well, I don't do Coke.
As long as you do, as long as you don't do it with Coke, I think you're fine.
That was a great late night fan, man. I remember somebody messaged Lewis at like 3 in the morning once, hey, I'm on a bunch of coke and this girl wants to fuck. Should I take a Blue Chew? And Liz just goes, no.
Yeah, I'm like, it's heart medication. Like, why would I want to fuck with my heart?
Well, that's what it was, right? Going. Initially, it was designed to...
To help blood
pressure.
Yeah. Blood pressure, helping a regular heart, some shit like that. And then fucking guys took it and they got a rock hard boner. Yeah. They're still dying of a heart attack because their fucking dick was rock hard.
At least they were fucking for
this. Yeah, but look at this. I just don't need it anymore, but I still have a prescription. That shit come. I have a fucking supply. So one day, and I'm never going to, dude, it just keeps coming. I get 28 a month.
Wait, don't you? Aren't they a sponsor?
Not anymore.
No?
No, not anymore.
Really?
Not anymore. This is a fucking free ad read for them, doggy. Yeah. They still come in because one day I'm gonna need them, and who knows what will be illegal? Who knows what we'll be able to do? So they just keep coming in. I have a drawer full of them. Do little black fucking bags.
Either that, or you can contaminate a city's water.
Or at least the office's water.
I should start selling them, right? Because they're way better than the gas station ones, and those gas station ones, how much do the gas station ones cost? Like $10 a pop, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken one of the gas station ones?
No, definitely not. I don't fuck with that shit.
Those work well too, by the way.
I never needed
them. The gas station ones are fucked up, and when you see them, like, it'll be like, you know, Purple Rhino XXL,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see it, and it looks like the pill is the size of your thumb. And you're like, how the fuck do you even get that down?
The suppository.
But no, it's not. That's fucking...
Shove it up your ass.
That's a capsule. It's
Oh, you break it open.
It's terrible marketing.
Right.
Because every time I used to see it, I was like, that's fucking crazy. And then I got addicted to Blue Chew for a little while, and I didn't have the confidence to fuck without it, and then I didn't have it. And then I got a gas station one, and it's fine, but it works like half as good as a Blue Chew.
Dude, I just always make a parallel with those pills with the fucking roses in the glass tube. The crack pipes?
Oh, yeah. There's something, it's, you're at a bodega.
Yep.
Buying a crack pipe, a fucking Rhino XL.
Scratch off.
Yeah, why not? Get a little scratch off.
A little goodie bag for the way home.
Hell yeah, doggy. Some blunt wraps. We got it all right Sweetest there, fish. Dude.
Yeah, that's what you should get your girl for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Dude,
get
a fucking...
Get your girl a bucket of fucking gas station shit.
Doggy, a gas station love package?
Yeah.
You get a scratch off, you get a fucking Rhino XL. Yeah, you get
honey pack.
Crack pipe.
Gushers, a crack pipe.
Celsius.
A couple blunt wraps, a couple Kratom pills.
Four Loco.
Call it a fucking day.
Yeah, dude. That's fun right there.
That is a fun little package.
A little 20 like piece it. Of crack.
Honey bun.
Honey bun.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. We love Send It Subs. They make incredible products that are going to supplement your life and make you healthier. But I really want to talk about their dippable pre-workout because, honestly, chugging an energy drink before workout sucks. You got to piss. It gives you the jitters. Not from Send It Subs. Their dippable pre-workout is absolutely amazing. You just dip it. You get as much energy as any of these other energy drinks without having to run to the bathroom and all of the jitters. 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch.
And the best part, no water, no bathroom runs, no face-melting jitters either. You send it to crush your PRs in the gym and in life. These supplements are made right here in the good old US of A using only the finest all-American ingredients.
Right now, just go to senditsups.com. That's the website, senditsups.com, and use the promo code REAL for a special discount at checkout. Once again, that's senditsups.com. Use that promo code REAL for a special discount. Okay, where were we? Yeah, my chick made me breakfast in bed this morning. She was fine. She did good.
What'd you have, steak?
She made me steak and eggs. Yeah, and I come down. I mean, it wasn't even in bed because she tried to do it, and then like
You got a nice fucking house.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I came downstairs and she was fucking on the phone with her mom. This fire alarm's going off. It was like a fucking movie.
What? She can't cook?
She can't cook. Oh, yeah, can't cook. She can dance. She can move.
Derek is studying your house. Move, like, he's like, oh, okay, so if I jump
those are the
that
stairs.
Window.
That's the bedroom.
That's crazy. You don't have any locks on those windows. That's weird. It's a really nice house you got there.
Yeah. It's like that garage window seems to always be open. Oh, his keys are right in the kitchen?
I was thinking home invasion joke.
Dog's dead, huh?
Shit. Yeah, dude. No, she can't cook for shit. She did a good job, though. She made me steak and eggs, you know. Babe.
She listens every day?
She listens. Not every day. She listens a lot. She's a big fan. She loves the show. Yeah. She's in the chat all the time.
She knew who you were before she met you?
She did, yeah. She was like a big comedy fan. She found me through like, I guess it was the Kill Tony to Legion of Skanks.
Pipeline.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. She saw Tony Hinchcliffe on Real Ass Podcast. And we were trash. Actually, it was to be honest with you, I think it was Nicole Arbour.
Yeah, it was the Nicole Arbour.
It was Nicole Arbour. That episode got her watching like Kill. That's right. It was her got her watching like Kill Tony and Realize Podcast and Legion of Skanks. Because me and Nicole Arbour had had it out for a few days on the internet, and I had her on my show. So she just happened upon that, and then that was that. She started following me. Then I started following her back. She's fucking hot. I was like, yes. I'll follow her. What's fucked up is like my whole relationship was built on lies. So
with her.
Yeah.
With life.
With her. It's really true. I fucking, so she was on tour. She's a dancer. She tours all over the place. So I was like, oh, when are you going to be in L.A. again? And she's like, oh, I'm on tour till then. And I was like, oh, weird. I have a show in L.A.
Complete lie. You made yourself a show after that.
I made myself a show.
You called the comedy store. You're like, guys, I need to.
I was like, guys, I need to come in Wednesday.
I need the belly room.
Yeah. And then, I ended up just booking a show to go fucking hang out with this chick because she was fucking.
And that was it. Head over heels. You fell in love.
I mean, we dated long distance for a while. We were. You know, probably the
first. It's like 2 years now, right?
Our first date was, it'll be 2 years in May. So we didn't officially start like being boyfriend and girlfriend until like the late summer, early fall after that. But, you know, we count our first date as our.
I probably didn't really think I was serious with Kate until, we've been together for over a year, but like it was April when we went to Boston. We did some shows in Boston.
Yeah.
And I tore the ligament in my foot and I had a boot. I was on the road and she was carrying all my stuff for me and fucking making sure I had food and all that.
Do it. You need to be together. Women, ladies, yeah. You gotta understand. It's probably not every guy, but for me, I just want to be fucking taken care of.
Yeah.
Just make me feel like I have a mom. Please. That's it. And why is that so much to ask?
Yeah. Women shit on that.
I walked past her the other day. She's on the phone with her therapist. And I literally, the only thing I heard from her on the phone with her therapist is her therapist going, well, you're not his mom. And I was like, this fucking bitch. Yeah. All I want is a mom. Yeah. What are you doing? You're literally pushing her in the wrong fucking direction.
Get out of my business. That's true. So yeah, so we did some shows in New York here, and then we went to Boston, did some shows there, and then I had to fly to Chicago, and I was leaving her in Boston. But I remember when I like packed and the Uber came to get me to bring me to the airport, I was like sad. I was like, oh, I want to stay with her.
Yeah, that's it.
And then I got all fucking.
That'll do it. Yep. That'll do it. Yep. Good for you, man. I hope it fucking works out.
Probably won't, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you think it'll work out?
I mean, everything just always falls apart, dude. Come on, man. You know
that. Positive attitude,
you know
that.
You know, I am a cynic like that, but I'm trying to be fucking positive. Me and her had a couple fights recently.
Bad ones?
Yeah, over stupid shit. It's just the way we communicate. It's not even fucking, it's not like we're fighting over like real shit.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to get, doggy, if I were to, like if it was like mistrust, like real mistrust, where it's like, I don't trust her, she doesn't trust me, we thought we were like cheating on each other, or if it was like fucking, like people like just being abusive or like really like being fucked up, but it's like a little thing, the tiniest
explodes.
Little thing that'll just turn into like it'll snowball, and then both of us are defiant. So she'd be like, "You need to apologize for that." And I'm like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?" We got to do a whole thing. I came into the Racist Live Chat the other day during one of the shows. So I was like, guys, it's over. Me and I told all the Racist Live Chat, I was like, it's over, guys. Just so you know, I was going to them for my therapy. I shit you not. I was in the Racist Live Chat being like, guys, I don't think it's going to work out anymore. They're like, it's okay, big dog. Keep your head up. Yeah, yeah, nice. One person nice fucked one. With me. One person fucked me. And then I was like, oh, dude, come on. I'm going through it. He was like, dude, I'm sorry. And everyone was mad cool.
Because Lewis, if he calls his friends, they're going to be like, again?
Yeah.
Not N-word yet. Hater 347 says there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Runaway Slav says the Racist Live Chat is greater than Jenna. That may be true. Stephanie says you could always ask me about girl advice. Lola Lady says, yeah, it's cool. Bah, 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 bah. All right. Let's do some plugs real quick. It is Valentine's Day. We are talking relationships. I want to find out about prison love. How do you guys come while you're in prison? This is going to be a big theme on today's show, but let's get our plugs out of the way right now. On the Gate, brand new show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys have not checked them out, their entire on-demand library, I believe at this point, should be up or should be close to being up at this point. All the archives that you guys have been recording for a while. The great Sarah Weinshank walking by. Mark Norman is dead to me. It should be pointed out that Mark Norman is a fucking cuck bitch and that he will show up for Sarah Weinshank's show. I know, is the volume on in the lobby right now?
Yes.
Good. I want Mark to know that he's fucking dead to me. You show up in the morning for Sarah Weinshank's show. No offense, Sarah. You're very sweet. Sarah is 1/20th as relevant as me in the fucking comedy.
Now it's real ass podcast.
This is fucking
here
psychotic.
We go.
It's psychotic.
Hey. Come on, Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Get over here.
Sarah. Sarah just said, fuck you. Here, put his microphone on so we can use his name.
I'm going to be here amongst some real podcasters, huh? Jesus, some ditzy whore. Good Lord. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you guys.
Genocide, she'll never reproduce.
You guys are all part of the problem.
We are.
That's a much more boring show. Yeah.
Much more popular, much more boring. Sarah, we're kidding. We loved you. You're great, obviously. But Mark is a fucking cuck. And the fact that he's willing to show up for a hot chick in the morning, but not the Real Ass Podcast in the morning after, I mean, years of not doing the show.
I've done this show many times.
When's the last time you did the show, Shannon? How often does he not even answer your text message?
Pretty often.
Hold on, I can't. I got no headphones.
Oh, pretty often.
Pretty often.
And he was here a couple months ago.
It's good to be here. And I, you know, Kim calls me, I do the pod.
Hey, fuck you. Did you just call me Kim?
It's perfect. I'm joking,
this
Sarah.
Is how you should have done the podcast. No headphones.
I'm about to walk in there.
Oh, she's pissed.
What I miss? This is a heavily Latino app.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Valentine's Day. We're doing Prison Love on the... Have you done On the Gate? Have you done the On the Gate podcast?
Yes, I think I have, yeah.
He has.
Fucking, the boys are great. They're part of the Gas Digital Network now.
Oh, yeah. This is it. A couple of jail baits, huh?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing with your girl for Valentine's Day? Anything, Mark?
We got a nice dinner planned that I'm scooting off to do a show.
Where are you going to dinner? Where are you going to dinner?
She found a place called Thirds? I don't know.
Oh, I know.
I was just seeing if you were dumb enough to tell these people where you're going, because they're going to call in a bomb scare.
Please, call it in. I can get out of dinner.
Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah. The place I'm bringing my chick is so fucking expensive that a bomb scare would fucking
help
rule.
You out.
Yeah. It would really help me out. Great idea.
Rule of Thirds. That's where you're going. Brooklyn. It's a Jewish smorgasbord. Yeah, I know.
Is it a Jew place?
It's a Jew place.
Oh. Yeah.
Schnitzel, falafel. You got to take the tunnel.
Well, let's have
fun. Rule of Thirds about splitting the check.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Mark, have fun. I appreciate you popping in. You're the fucking man. I am just busting. We love Mark
thanks
Norman.
Yeah,
he's
the
fucking
lie detector
king.
Last
you
week
did do the lie detector. You're the fucking man.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, buddy. Love you, man.
Hey.
Get down
take care,
soon.
Buddy.
It's a shame because I consider Mark a close friend, but now when I do get married, I can't invite him to my wedding because he didn't invite me to his wedding or his bachelor party. And I literally would. It's a sad thing. It's a shame because I really...
Come back in, Mark.
I'm serious. I genuinely can't now. It's a shame.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can absolutely just fucking do it.
If we had become measurably closer after, like, I consider if, like, in the past year we got closer, that would make sense. No, I think we're maybe less close now because he didn't invite me to his wedding.
No. You got to realize, like, the woman he married is like, they're like good people.
Yeah, they don't want Puerto Ricans there.
Yeah, that's you know what I mean? They're not like, we don't belong at a wedding like that. We don't want to go. We feel uncomfortable.
I love weddings.
All weddings.
I love weddings.
You ever cried at a wedding?
I cry at almost every.
Jesus Christ.
I really do. I'm an emotional motherfucker.
Yeah, though. I know, but still, you don't cry in front of all those people.
I have not cried at. No, I don't cry in front of them.
So I just started.
It's all in here, and then I fuck it. If a tear comes, I wipe it. Nobody sees.
I just started getting invited to weddings again recently, and it upset me because I ruined a lot of my friends' weddings growing up.
Why?
Because I would be so fucked up. Smashed.
You get kicked out the Golden Corral.
Fucking, yeah.
If there's anyone here who thinks these two should not be married, just pull out a gun.
Yeah, so I just started getting invited again. A couple of my buddies been married 2-3 times. I'm like, you fucking scumbags.
Well,
you won't invite me to your second or third wedding?
What happened? Look, if I marry my girl, does she, like, if we get divorced in a year, does she get half automatically? No, right? A judge would look
at
that.
You gotta go prenup.
A judge would look at that and go, no, you're only there for a year, bitch. You're not fucking getting half. You'll get something.
Jenna,
which way would you cut the Audi? This way or that way?
Oh, man. He just comes and kicks out half the podcast here. He's like, I own half of this shit.
Not good. Not good.
What's your girl's name again?
Jenna.
So it would be Gastja. Gomez and Sutton and Jenna.
Gotcha.
There's no statutory requirement of a 50-50 split for marital property.
What is the word statutory doing in there, Mike?
I honestly, literally, I was like, whoa, Shannon, what is going on?
Yeah.
I got paranoid for a second.
How do they know her age?
I don't like young pussy. I have a statutory requirement. I have a quota to fill here.
She's legal, doggy.
Are you not going to get it? You wouldn't do a prenuptial? You think it's disrespectful?
Smago says she gets half of what you made while you're with her. Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah. Wait, that's with a prenup?
No, I think prenup's separate.
Prenup is you get.
But she also gets your debt.
She gets my debt?
Yeah.
He's like, I just do it.
Come on in. Come on.
Hey, it's better than filing bankruptcy.
That makes me feel better. I feel like I get to split that debt with somebody. No, obviously, you don't want to fucking bring up a prenup. What is that? A prenup? You can't bring up a prenup. How do you bring a prenup?
Easy.
How could you ever?
You just bring it up easily.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you just got to sign this, babe.
You think, are you at that level where you need to be protected financially?
No. I mean, but I don't, No, not really. Also, I would never get married to a chick if I thought it was going to end.
She was
going to
do you dirty, right?
Right. I wouldn't do it. The only reason I even consider that, honestly, every girl that I've dated for the past like 5 years has ended after 6 months, and I knew it very clearly. And this one, we're still going. Yeah. I'm going like, maybe this is it. Who knows?
You guys are hanging. You're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're fine. It's like I said. It's never major fucking battles.
Right.
You know,
that's what happens with mine too. It's always little shit that just explodes.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have issues communicating?
It's always fucking communication. It's the thing that gets me a lot with her is she says that just the way I speak regularly, like, can make her afraid. Like my mannerisms or how loud I am. But I'm like,
Don't you hate that when a bitch throws, you're scaring me? Ooh, yeah. I hate that. There's nothing you can do except be like, well, I'm not scared.
All I did was raise my hand.
I was scared of me.
I just wanted to see if you would flinch.
Well, the thing is, I don't believe her. I believe she just says that. She's like the tone of my voice, my body language. And this is just how I talk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'll be
Does she say annoyed. The same thing to you?
Yes. I'll be very annoyed in life about something. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with her. Like yesterday, I'm trying to.
Lewis, you're unapproachable.
I'm trying to find gloves. I couldn't find my gloves, right? So what I'm doing is I'm huffing and puffing, going through the closets.
What were you
like,
going to do? What crime were you going to commit?
I had to go fucking shovel. I'd go be a fucking man and shovel the fucking driveway and shovel the. So I'm looking for the gloves, and it's just I don't know where they're at. And now I'm getting like hot. I'm wearing all my winter gear before I have the gloves. So now I'm fucking pouring sweat. I'm getting really frustrated. It has nothing to do with her. But she starts wearing the anxiety of me, she's like, it starts becoming a thing between me and her. And I'm like, babe, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the world.
That's that.
Now
empathy.
You're making yourself part of the world instead of just being fucking off away. Yeah, like, let me just be a lunatic. Yeah. Sometimes I'm going to be a lunatic. You chose to be with a lunatic.
Right. Well, that's that empathic connection. Like, she feels what you're going through sometimes. And you probably feel the same thing with her, I would imagine, sometimes, which just sounds gay as fuck. But
what's that dude, the football player that plays for the Chiefs?
Travis Kelce? Mahomes?
Yeah, well, he was spazzing on the coach. And dude. All Taylor Swift fans are like, we're concerned for Taylor. I'm like, she's going to be all right.
Oh, no.
She's built to go through drywall.
I'm just saying, like,
she's got a body for that. Dude, she can perform 3.5 hours. She could take a punch.
Dude, if Travis Kelce ends up fucking beating Taylor Swift,
oh, it's gonna be big news. People are gonna love her.
It's
more.
Very funny because it's as much as they will put up with, right? So my girl will not put up with me yelling, calling names.
She shuts down.
She just won't do it. She'll be gone. Like if I we've had a couple arguments where I've gotten to the point where I was yelling, right? Where I'm like, and that was very quickly her being like, I'm fucking out. So I know I can control it because now I don't. I don't yell at my son. I don't yell around my son.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I know I can control. There's an ability to control the anger that I have.
You have the tool.
Yeah, I can completely can when it's absolutely necessary. But if they let you get away with it, and I've dated other bitches who are just like, yo, he's mad.
Yeah.
I mean, just fucking light that shit on fire. And they whatever that gets them going and fucking it gets to such a crazy place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the whole like
that's a toxic girl. Some girls see like they'll realize like, okay, he's not mad at me.
It's pronounced Congdon. Congdon.
Shout out to Kim, by the way. Her special comes out today on YouTube.
Childless MILF.
4 p.m. Pacific time. Go support Kim, obviously, and everything she does. She fucking rules. Good friend of the show. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoDelta makes high-quality lab-tested Delta-8 THC that gets shipped right to your door legally so you can get super high on vapes and gummies.
And you guys know what Delta-8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, guys, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com right now. Use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. All right, where were we? Yeah, let's do our plugs, and then we got to get into prison love. We haven't even touched the fucking notes. 40 minutes into the show, haven't looked at a note. That's how you know we got a good fucking thing going on right now, baby boys. Obviously, On the Gate, check those guys out. 2 shows a week, 1 exclusive for Gas Digital, 1 that goes to YouTube and iTunes and everywhere else. What else you guys plugging?
I got a House of Comedy, Phoenix, Arizona, February 29th to March 3rd. Be there with Danny Polichuk, and then every Friday and Saturday in New York City, midnight shows at the Stand. And then OTG, use code OTG for a free 7-day trial. Gas Digital Network.
Which plugin?
I will be. When does this come out?
This is coming. It's live right now on Gas, and it'll be out Saturday everywhere else.
All right. I will be in Atlantic City at Anchor Rock Casino with Karen Feehan and Fearing Hartford, Connecticut, West Hartford, Connecticut. I will be at Gastro Park for Filthy Comedy.
Sick.
August the 24th, I will be in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Go on my Instagram at Zach is not funny. Got a ticket link in my bio. Lou?
Lots of live stuff coming up this weekend. If you're watching this live, or if you're watching it on YouTube on Friday or Saturday, Laughing Up Comedy Club Poughkeepsie, New York, with the great Scott Chaplin. Excuse me. Then February 29th and March 2nd, I will be at Side Splitters in Tampa with Tim Butterly. These shows are going to be fucking great. Those shows will sell out, so grab those tickets early. March 8th and 9th, Des Moines, Iowa for the first time. Comedy Connection back in Providence, March 14th through 16th. And then I got to get a lot of people out. Dude, Red Bank, New Jersey, come the fuck out. I'm getting a bunch of special guests on these shows. It's going to be a much bigger show than just me because I need to sell a lot of tickets and I don't draw well in Jersey. So fucking come out, assholes. The Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey, March 22nd. And then March 23rd, I'll be at Soul Jules in Pottstown, PA. Lots of other stuff coming up, including St. Louis, San Diego, Denver, Seattle for the first time in years. Also, South Jersey. I'm going down to Uncle Vinny's. I'll be in South Jersey this summer. And I also just got Dallas on the books as well. All that's going up on the website. Oh, and my birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Philly with Zach Amico. Zach Amico coming out special guest my birthday weekend. The Philly boys are all going to be on those shows. And we're going to do a very special guest live Real Ass Podcast on Sunday, April 1st. That is my birthday. But the Friday and Saturday stand-up shows, Sunday, live Real Ass Podcast. Going to be a great time. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Unlock thousands of hours of podcasts that you can't get anywhere else. And you get an exclusive episode. Our Friday episode that Real Ass Podcast does is exclusively for subscribers. Plus, you get many other member benefits for being a subscriber. Okay. That's that.
Prison love.
Prison
rape. Did you spend a Valentine's Day in jail?
Of course. Many.
Couple.
Valentine's Day, Christmas, birthdays.
Do the days all blend together, or do the holidays sometimes feel like holidays in their own way?
No, dude, one of the worst places to be in the holidays is got to be fucking prison and jail. It has to be.
I bet that applies to most days.
Yeah, but the holidays is bad, dude. The holidays is really bad because you got dudes that like fucking want to see their kids or they're fucking
only. I feel like only Christmas Day sucks. Like, just Christmas. Like, New Year's, you get over it.
Do your family members call you on Christmas?
They can't call. Hit the phone in yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do you call them?
Yeah.
You make it a point to call the family on Christmas.
If you can get on the phone, but the Bloods might have control of it for the day. Then what are you going to do?
And then you can't even ask him. Because is it like what's the show we watch, Shannon? 60 Days In?
60 Days In.
Oh, like, sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that.
I don't believe that show.
You don't believe it? Why not?
Because, there's just no way. Like, those guys would be getting killed sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them get really hurt. They had to stop the show, right?
They had to stop the show. The one time he got jumped, he's got his ass
beat. Oh, he did? All right. There's been a few people
that got their asses kicked, and there's been times where they had to shut the program down because the one lesbian bitch told, she started dating the girl, and she fell in love with her, and she told her, and then they were like, are you fucking retarded? Like, do you think... Like, these are criminals. Yeah. They're not trustworthy.
People, no. Yeah, if you show the smallest amount of weakness, people will take advantage of it.
And that's that. Yeah. And they had to shut the entire program down. That was a great season. The little black lesbian chick. Yeah. That was great.
I've watched clips of it, but
it's a cool show.
Inmates were catching on to it because the show's on TV.
Now they are. Now what's happening is people are getting fucking like a dork will show up in prison, and then all the prisoners are like, yo,
yeah,
are we on a TV show, motherfucker?
Dude, I was the one episode I watched, the real inmates were like, yo, we need to see this motherfucker's paperwork. And the guy just kept making up these bullshit stories. I was like, and it gave me anxiety.
But they can make up paperwork.
But dude, the anxiety was in. I was like, this guy's going to get killed. He's going to get murdered. Yeah. Like, that's why I thought everybody was in on it.
Yeah, there was the one guy, he like didn't have a story straight.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I saw.
Where he was like, oh, where'd you get pulled over? And then he said he got pulled over at a stoplight, but there's no stoplights on the highway. And then the guys were like, yo, there's no stoplights on that highway. Yeah, and they were in a cell. They're like, yo, there's no stop.
And it's always the dumbest motherfucker that figures that shit out. Have like no teeth, be like, nah, man, ain't no stoplights on that highway.
Wild, yeah, doggy. Bro, it's a scary time, man. Because let me ask you a question. Could you guys, obviously, comedy is such a passion, right? It becomes a thing where like It's all consuming, right? And I found comedy, and it legitimately changed my life for the better. I was on probably a trajectory to end up in prison. I was doing crimes, and the crimes were getting more and more outrageous. Like, I've told it many times on the show about almost robbing the KFC, showing up at KFC with a fucking screwdriver in my pocket, ready to do a
for some chicken?
Ski mask on, another $2,500 in the fucking bag. I worked at KFC, so I knew how much money. And $2,500 at 17 or 18 or whatever I was so much money.
Walks in, he's like, oh, I'm here to
you be at the arcade all day.
Yeah, doggy. But, like, I almost burnt down a pizzeria that I worked for money. There was, like, I was just starting to get, I was going down a path.
Right.
Where it was going to end up being, like, some serious crimes. Because I was always willing to, I was stealing from the time I was, like.
Eight.
Eight.
Four.
Nine.
It's Puerto Rican, man.
Two.
It was a weird, I had this weird moral code. Like, I wouldn't steal money from my mom. I wouldn't steal.
Big corporations.
I wouldn't steal cash from my mom, dollars. I would steal change out of her purse at any given moment.
Like candy.
I'll take change.
That's all she had in there? It's like $80 in
change. It was so much. It was the majority of her revenue.
Like, guys, I got some change and heroin. What are we doing?
But, like, I started stealing. Me and my friends started robbing cars. And when I say robbing cars,
this is in Jersey, right?
Breaking into them and taking values.
This is Rockland County, New York. Yeah. And when I say taking values, we wouldn't take values. If it was just cash.
Yeah.
We're not looking to take a car radio. I'm talking about, I'm 9 years
radios,
old.
Right, right.
No radio. There was no way to get rid of a radio.
You had a good moral code at nine. You're like, this money, just cash, guys.
It's just cash. Yeah. Well, because we were trying to literally support my day camp habit. Which when I was in elementary school,
to go to Bowline Towers.
You had to go to Bowline. How do you know Bowline?
I know Rockin' County.
How do you know Bowline, doggy?
Spring
That's
Valley,
wild.
I know Havistraw.
Literally, Bowline was one of the fucking things. Tuesdays, you go to Bowline, doggy, a big public pool.
Yep.
But it was like $2.
Yeah.
And my mom was broke, so in day camp, it was easy. It was set up kind of like either like Latchkey if you were broke. It was simply you go there at 9 a.m, you get out at 3 or 4 o'clock, and it was just because your parents had nowhere else to take
you. They give you a little snack.
They give you a snack. Yep. You play pickup sticks. You play fuck. You jump rope. You fuck. It's like a prison yard, dude.
Jesus
Christ. That's it, dude. Yo. There's nothing to do except you fucking trading cigarettes for snacks.
Yeah.
Except the kids
bunch
who had
of kids in sweatpants
a little bit of
no
cashola.
Shirt.
There was an activity every day, so you go there at like 9. Then by like 10:30, 11
isn't that
o'clock,
the worst? Too, like, all right, kids with money here.
Yeah.
Poor kids stay
the poor
there.
Kids would have to stay at the West Havishaw Elementary
Stamp
School.
Stamp plates.
And still just, yeah.
Ironing clothes.
But the kids who had a little cashola could go to the movies.
Yeah.
They could go to fucking, you know, swimming. Yep. There's 2 or 3 times a year, there's a big trip like Rye Playland or like.
Playland, damn.
Playland was the shit, dude. The Dragon Coaster. Yep. That was my shit, doggy. That was the first roller coaster I ever went on, dude. I was shit myself. I was so scared, dude. So scared. I'm still a pussy when it comes to heights. But I didn't have any money. My mom, like, maybe 2 days a week would have enough money to give me to go to the movies. And they would give you a discount. It was like $1 or whatever for, they'd bring the whole camp, you know, and that'd be that. So a couple times a week, I'd usually get some cash, but the rest of it was, we were just robbing cars and I got caught a few times.
You did.
And not by the police.
By
but
the people.
I got caught by a girl. Like, she's came out, and I just pretended.
She gave you a beating?
No, it was just bad acting. She's like, what are you doing in my car? And I was like, oh, I thought this was my aunt's car. Literally, the door's open. My ass is hanging out of it, peeking through it. But never got in trouble for it. Just like.
And you weren't working alone. You had people working with you.
Yeah, it was me and my buddy Mike and his older brother, Serge. And that was sort of like, there was no moral issue with sort of doing that.
We used to do that too when we meet, like, if we were a couple of us, if we went robbing, we'd be like, you know, don't hurt anybody, just get you know, cash or jewelry.
But I wasn't even,
don't shoot anybody, don't hit
these
anybody.
Were
is that a Beastie Boys song? Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect.
Yeah, that is a Beastie Boys song. Paul Revere.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, guys, we don't go to sleep till we get to Brooklyn.
Well, the thing is this, once you, if you hurt somebody bad.
Zach liked my joke.
I thought it was all right.
Well, now you're bringing everybody into a fucking assault charge.
Well, that, and then you're going to make the area hot.
Yeah.
And only fight if it's for your right to party.
Hell yeah. Hey, we're doing this, boys. See, Jorge, if you were a good producer, I would have a little fucking screen here, and you would be feeding me BC Boys references like they used to do to Howard Stern. Right here, it should be popping up. BC Boys. You know, I'm going to keep the chat up right here, dude. From now on, you start sending me BC Boys songs. Do you understand? Let's practice it right now. What are we doing on Gmail Messenger? I'm going to open it right now, Jorge. I want you to start feeding me fun jokes from now on, Jorge.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not going to be funny. You're not going to have the ability to be funny. Yeah. But just give me the references. If you just start naming BC Boy songs or different things, bang, I'm going to look like a goddamn genius.
Give them wrong references.
No, do not do that.
No, you type it in, it goes to Google, that goes to a satellite in the sky, and that's intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic. There we
go. Lewis is just, he makes a Beach Boy reference. Fucking Jorge.
Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama.
Well, boys. Fun, 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 till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
It's all good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
Help me, Rhonda.
Wait, so you wouldn't steal radios? Like, you would get so much more money stealing the radios and the boxes out. And
I don't think he had a person that would... He didn't have a conduit to get money for the radio.
I would literally be stealing a radio just to eventually throw it away because I wouldn't know,
how to offload it.
You didn't know people. You just sell it straight to the people.
Yeah. But who?
Dude,
I'm nine.
The best thing to steal.
You're smart enough to steal a car, but you're not.
But I'm stealing a car. I'm stealing quarters. Yeah. And once in a while, I remember one time we found a brown paper bag. It was on a pickup truck. Uh-huh. We were walking by, and there was a brown paper bag on the pickup truck. And in the brown paper bag, it was like two packs of cigarettes and $300 in cash.
$300
bills.
Get the fuck out of here.
And my buddy 12. Mike Guerrero, his older brother Serge, was like, I'm taking 200. You guys can split 100. And we just had to take it on the chin because he was 3 years older than us and just beat our ass.
Yep.
But I remember getting that 50 was like, that was like hitting the lottery at 9 or 10 or whatever I was. Yeah. And I was, by the time I was 9 or 10 years old, there was no, it was a suburb. So you guys, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn, but I lived all over in New York. So I know about Orange and Rockland County.
Yeah, but like when you're 8 or 9 years old, I don't know, I couldn't imagine, but I guess it is. And when I used to live in Washington Heights, I used to see like 3-year-old kids at 1 o'clock in the morning on stoops by themselves.
Yeah.
So, but like we were just like, by the time I was like 7, I just leave for the day. It wasn't like... There was no checking in. There was no nothing. My mom would hope that I'd come home. Every day you would just hope.
By the time the streetlights came on.
That was it. When the streetlights came on.
He walks in, he's like, fuck, he survived.
But we would just go
put out the third plate.
You were 110% on your way to prison. It is wild to me that you didn't do at least a year or two.
By the time I was 17 years old, senior of high school, we were at that point starting to fence stuff. This is where we were fencing sneakers,
metals, and precious metals.
No.
It wasn't a crack.
Come on, dude.
No. Like we were talking about like
metals is where it's at.
I know you can steal copper from buildings and shit, but we go to Modell's and just like literally.
You would live for Modell's.
I heard that copper market crash though.
Did it?
Yeah. No, I'm not making a joke. Legitimately, I think something happened. With like the price of copper.
I wonder how much it is now.
Anymore.
I wonder how much it is.
I don't know. But we would, so I was, now we were stealing, you know, sneakers and sporting goods was big because Modell's was this big, massive store. And it was just really easy to grab, like golf clubs were expensive.
And run out of there.
Yeah. And we had the guy who owned the pizzeria had people that he would sell the stuff to. The same guy that was going to pay me to burn down his pizzeria. He would sell the sneakers and he would sell the golf
clubs. You were about to get involved in insurance fraud.
Yeah.
You were on the way.
I was on the way. But this is sort of where I was at when I was 17, 18, right? We were starting to do like crimes. This is when I was going to rob the KFC. I answered an ad in the Village Voice when I was 19 years old to start selling comedy club tickets. And I made like $500 my first week. And that, once again, when you're just from the suburbs.
You felt being rich, poor, dude, right?
That was it. I was like, yo, I don't need to. Because I wasn't making real money stealing. Right. I wasn't like, it was very rare that in a week I'd make $500 stealing shit. Mm-hmm. It'd be like $30 a pair of sneakers, $25. So you get $100 here, $100 there.
Maybe sell the sneakers you stole. Yeah.
That's that. Yep. So that, it legitimately saved my life in that regard. Like I started making enough money of an honest living. Doing something that I thought was kind of fun and cool, that I was like, and don't get me wrong, I still at that point was stealing to make ends meet.
Right.
At that point, what I would do is I would steal my first year in New York City. I was at Baruch College, so I had a City University ID, and the City University ID gets you into any City University campus, and there's like I want to say 12 or 13 City Universities. So there's Baruch, there's like Queens College, there's all these different colleges, John Jay, right?
You go there and you'd steal.
I would go into the libraries, I would take new books, I would beat them up on the ground, I'd stomp on them, and then I'd bring them and return the books. So I every fucking.
So yeah, that's a good scam.
It was a great scam. Yeah. I would just return because they'd buy back the books.
And you're getting like $20 back for that book.
Yeah, so yeah. A $60 book, they'd buy it back for like $16 or you know, because after the semester, you don't need the book anymore. So there'd be, it was a used book system, right? Yeah. So, but I would just take the new book, throw it on the ground, sell it back to them. I literally wouldn't, I would go in and walk out with like $60-$70 every time.
Oh, fucking bravo.
And then eventually it just got, it got more annoying to go out to Queens or to have to travel around to the colleges.
You got too lazy to steal.
I got too lazy. It was more valuable to go sell Comedy Club tickets on the street.
Right.
I could go and make, in that same hour, I could go probably make an honest $60-$70 instead of getting on a subway or whatever. But that was it. It saved my life. If I didn't find comedy, I'd have no idea.
So the thing with me is that I got clean. I changed my life. And I got into comedy when I was like, I don't know, what am I, four? I'll be 43. When I was like 36, I started doing comedy. And then I feel like I started to regress a little bit. Like I almost started getting in trouble again.
Really?
And yeah. From, you know, but so many personalities in comedy. Right. Now I found like the people I'm cool with now. And, you know, right. I try to not hang out too much, but I get upset with people quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you can't, it's a weird thing. Like, I'm just sort of over that. I feel like I'm past it. Like, even if I saw Jake Flores right now.
I mean,
right,
you've
now,
beat the shit out of a lot of comedians.
No. I've never beat the shit out of any comedian.
Oh, really?
Just threatened. Just got in their face.
So just got in their face. You've threatened a lot of comedians.
Two.
That's it? Just two?
Jake Flores, Kurt Metzger. Those are the only two comedians that I ever had where I ever got to the point where it almost got physical. And Jake Flores is probably less justified than Kurt Metzger. Kurt Metzger was a 100% completely justified blow up. Kurt Metzger literally said, I'm going to stab you and leave your son childless like your father left you.
Jesus Christ. That's... Was that a roast battle?
No.
Was that a Comedy Fight Club?
Damn, son, where'd you find that one?
Doggy, you know, he was talking.
Wait,
some...
that wasn't a regular conversation?
He was talking some wild shit.
What he said on the podcast? Or he said
no, he said he texted me that
he
shit.
Doggy,
yeah, he left a paper trail.
He was talking wild shit.
Lewis is like, I got the receipts.
I won't get into the whole story again. We had a thing, a stupid thing, because he was being disrespectful. Kurt used to like really, you can go back and watch Legion of Skanks back in the day. Kurt would straight up come in and just disrespect me and Dave on the show, right? And eventually I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, because I'm like, Kurt, I was like, at one point the show was bigger than him. At one point we were doing him the favor.
Right.
In the beginning it was different. Kurt was a known comic who was kind of coming up. Eventually Legion of Skanks got a fucking following, and when you come on the show, it's actually, I'm not saying it's a big deal, but like our fucking fans will support you. They will come out and see your shows. They will buy your fucking albums, right? So he was just coming in and being just really kind of out of pocket with me and Dave a bunch, to the point where we didn't really have him on the show anymore. Mm-hmm. We were like, yeah, guy, he's not really, I'm not doing myself any favors to have some guy talking down to me,
right,
and then having to bite my fucking tongue.
Because and I'm ruining
not,
the show.
Yeah, not trying to make it weird.
Yeah.
So it was a while of that, and he just said some disrespectful shit to me at a comedy club, and we had words. Uh-huh. We hadn't spoken again since. Mm-hmm.
He's not a little guy either. He's a big guy.
He's a big guy, yeah.
Didn't he light you or something to get off stage?
Yeah, that's
he wasn't
what
hosting.
I was. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't so hosting. He wanted to go up, and he decided that my time was over. And he stands in the middle of the room, doing this with his phone, like literally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole crowd turns and looks at him, and he's like, yo, "Come on, I gotta go." So then I get off. I was like, "All right, I get off." He goes up, does a set. He gets off. This is the thing that initially got us into the argument. When he gets off, I was like, why is he lighting me? I was like, he better have to be like out the door.
Yeah.
Then when he gets off, he's like, hey, you want to smoke a joint? I was like, I thought you got to go. He's like, no. And I was like, why are you fucking lighting me? And then it right there, me and him just started. We got in each other's face. And it wasn't crazy, but that's the thing that he held on to.
Right.
And then when we went to the comedy store. I just walked past him. I didn't say what's up. And because I didn't say what's up, he started like ranting in the parking lot. About what a piece of shit
to
I am. To everybody, to my girlfriend, at the time it was Kim, to Dave Smith, to Big J, to everyone. He's talking like crazy shit. And Dave Smith hit me up. He's like, yo, just so you know, he's like, Kurt's talking like he wants to fight you. And Dave's my boy. So he wasn't like, Dave wasn't trying to get me riled up. Dave was going like, hey, if you come in, like Kurt might swing at you the way he's talking.
But
right
I got
now.
Your back.
Not even saying that. He does. Dave does have my back. Yeah. But he did, that was he was just sort of saying like, yo, just so you know, like it's not like Kurt's talking some wild shit right now. And Kurt was probably on blow or Adderall. I was on Adderall all the time. I was fucked up. So then I start texting him and we start going back and forth and he starts talking crazy shit. And I don't know, dude, when somebody says they're going to fucking stab, it's just when I saw him, It just stopped trying to be funny. It was like, all right, well, do that, bro.
And
like,
that was the day that you signed up for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
that was the last time I ever did Adderall. It's on camera. You didn't see this before?
Yeah, you no. threw a cup at him.
Pull
right?
it up, Shannon.
Oh.
I throw a cup at him, and Big J blocks it.
Wait, this is like, this happened live?
This happened on Legion of Skanks
in LA?
The comedy store. We got into a thing. He left, and then we invited him back against our better judgment.
Did you try to work it out?
Yeah, on the show, and it got wild.
I found out about this from a Crack Amico song because he used that audio
in
the intro of a song, and I was like, wait, who the fuck was Louis going to fight?
And it's water under the bridge. I mean, me and Metzger have toured together since, and I think Metzger's a brilliant comic. He just did a special for Gas Digital. Obviously,
it's over, water under the bridge.
But, yeah, that was the closest I ever was, and I was going to gonna lump him up. Kim came outside. Kim was just drunk. She was dating Annie Letterman at the time. Kurt. She got in Annie's face. She grabbed her glasses and threw them in the street.
Oh my god!
Kim just being a Puerto Rican.
Fucking Puerto Rican.
We took over the comedy store.
Took her shoes off.
Yeah, dude. We got wild. We got wild that night.
Two Puerto Ricans.
People are like, "Oh, Louis fucking can't handle things with his words." He's like, "No, no. We had so many words before it led to that. To the point where I was like, no, I'm gonna just fuck you up when I see you.
Yeah,
so let's fucking go." But yeah, that also follows you, and that like it doesn't make me. I look back at it. I understand why people go, "Oh, what a moron." Good.
But Lewis wants to UFC fight it out first fucking chance he can. I don't know why you'd have a thing to take me down, but I didn't have a rivalry with you
because you're a cunt and you are.
What?
You talk down to people and you don't even fucking realize.
Well, Lewis, that's because you're incredibly stupid. I'm sorry, I lose my patience.
Well, you're a fucking.
You know what? Hold on.
I'm probably gonna smack the shit out of you.
Let me read the fucking text though. Let me read Lewis's text. I don't just want to call him stupid.
You guys are acting like some bitches right now.
Yeah.
That's the best way to handle it.
It's like the way you dressed back then, you look like you're about to get into a dance battle.
Dude, he looks like
a fight.
He looks like Necro. He looks like the rapper.
The time Lewis had done that, I let it go the first time, which is at the Rose Battle.
Oh, did you let it go?
You fucking bitch. I let you go.
Lewis, sit down.
How about that? I let you go.
Sit down.
Lewis, sit down, dude.
Well, what are you going to do?
Sit down.
Why don't you make a move and see what I'll do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I stand by it. As I'm watching it back, he did say, why don't you make a move and I'll show you what I'm going to do. Well.
I mean, he did test you. He was testing you.
It's not right. It's not right. You can't act
that
way.
Was that your guys' first time at the store?
No.
No.
When you could go back, so everything's okay then.
No, I can go back. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's a shame when you fight with your friends. Right?
It is. Yeah. It's on camera and people make a big thing out of it. And, you watch back. But that was, I actually felt justified in that, right? And like right now, if some guy was talking that shit, like that type of shit, I would likely react the same way. Jake Flores is a little different. Jake Flores, I got myself more worked up than I needed to be. Like I started making connections. You know what I'm saying? So it was during the whole Milo Yiannopoulos thing with the Legion of Skanks. We invited Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah,
I know
about that.
And one of the big things that was happening during the election leading up to Trump was like right-wing figures were getting milkshakes thrown at them, right? Mm-hmm. That was the thing. I guess one dude got a milkshake thrown at him, and then it became a thing where people started throwing milkshakes at like right-wing people, right?
Right.
But then people started putting like cement and like bricks in the milkshakes.
Jesus Christ,
and like fucking hurting people, right?
That's fucking genius.
So Jake Flores just made some sort of comment about like these people need a milkshake or something like that. So I just, being a Puerto Rican, I was like, well, are you trying to fucking kill my family? Like it just turned into like, what if my son's there and there's a brick in that milkshake trying to fucking murder my family? It was a little bit of a jump that probably didn't need to be there. So it ended up being this visceral thing where I was reacting to a threat of violence,
right?
Versus reacting to somebody making a dumb joke, like because that's what it was. Like I don't think maybe honestly he probably genuinely would have loved it if somebody hit me in the head with a brick, right? Mm. But it wasn't real. I didn't think like even then, and even definitely now looking back, I go, I didn't feel threatened like somebody was actually going to hurt me, my friends, or my family. And I used that to justify it. And then when I saw him, I just saw red. And then I was reacting to that. But in hindsight, 2020, I go like, no, that was stupid. Right. Like now he has a thing where like, oh, this guy's just a fucking big dumb animal that's like coming at me. Whereas I was completely right before that.
Right.
Right. Whereas you got to be right sometimes. I tell this to my girlfriend all the time. I was like, babe, you're already right. What are you arguing for? I already said I'm sorry. You're right. The best thing you do to manipulate a woman, just tell her she's right. It's the best thing. You want to manipulate your chick, be like, babe, you're right, I'm sorry. They can't go anywhere.
I think, like, it'd be better to be like, so make your move, bitch.
We'll throw a cup at Jay.
Let's see.
We never got the prison love.
We never got the prison love. What do you?
Did you guys ever make yourself a fifi?
There was this kid. His name was Anthony. He's dead now. He died of a heroin overdose after he got out. But he made the best fifis.
Oh, he made them for you
guys. Like, that was his job.
Did he sell them or?
Yeah, he'd sell them for like $3 or $4 worth of commissary. So you give him some noodles, a honey bun, he'll make you a fucking.
He gave you a honey bun. Yeah. Yeah.
And what was it, like a inside out?
Yeah, but so he'd give it to you fresh. And
it's got a couple miles on it.
When they make it with warm water.
How do you think he broke it in?
When they make it with warm water, it's so much better. It's like a rubber glove, lotion, warm water, and like and he would do a towel around it.
I could just picture him with his dick.
But
like,
so
you gotta be ready. You gotta be like, yo, give me that warm.
You got
like 10 minutes to fucking crank this shit the fuck out.
Your hand in a lotion is not good enough.
No, you could do that for sure. But I mean,
do you guys get lotion?
Yeah.
You get cocoa butter or baby lotion?
Cocoa butter, for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of.
What about Wesson vegetable oil?
No, they won't give you vegetable oil. But some prisons, I think you might be able to cook with some of that shit. But
yeah, those are usually max. Yeah. You get hot plates.
You get a certain amount of pounds of food and all that shit.
Yeah. I seen a dude make a fifi out of a half a loaf of bread, where he took half a loaf and dug a hole.
He let the yeast build up, just like his girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a yeast infection.
I came in that, I'd be like, man, I really want some bread now. I could use that half a loaf. I should have jerked off and ate the half a loaf of bread.
By the way, that's the only way Zach can come, is to fuck a loaf of bread.
He's like, why does this sandwich look like a donut?
Right, Shannon, do we have homemade fifis on the internet that we can see, maybe? Just... Cause I had a girl when I did I called the sex line and she had me make one but a part of it was just her getting me to waste time like looking for supplies. Yeah, so I made her have a paper towel.
$25.99 a minute.
Yep. Look for jail sex dolls. Those are way more impressive
jail
than
jail sex dolls.
Oh, dude, they that make one guy's got like eight body. Of them.
Yeah, he's got like he's pimping out sex dolls in jail.
And he makes them.
He makes them.
Like, spaghetti on their hair.
Yeah, dude, look.
Hold on. Yeah,
look
the guy
how
right
thick,
there.
Look how thick that bitch is.
Look at the one on the right there. Click on that. He got a whole arsenal of bitches.
You got a mermaid bitch.
This guy is talented.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And he's in prison.
Look at the toes. You can suck on toes while you're in jail.
You could fuck the toes. You could do all that. Look at that's a bad bitch right there.
Can we see more, please?
How
is
do
there
you
more
hide that,
guy?
Though? Are you allowed to have that?
I'm sure that it would get confiscated at some point.
Is it
what the fuck?
Oh, that's a child weird.
Sex doll.
Yeah, that's
weird. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, algorithm is fucked up here, man.
These are all pedophiles. Yeah,
not jailbait sex dolls.
So I've seen another picture with that guy right there. He literally had like 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah, he had them all sitting in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be the main one.
And you're telling me, like,
let's
he's
see,
not
some homemade fifis or just some instruction, Shannon. Yeah.
Wasn't Josh going to make one on stage when he did our show? When you did 23 and 1?
No, I think I was going to make
it. You were going to make it.
Bread, but then I kept forgetting to bring the bread on stage.
Welcome to the jail show.
Did you ever make your own fifi?
No. I just use my hand.
Bro, I'm telling you, this kid Anthony was so fucking good at it, bro. It was like an actual product. Like, crank them out. You could get them cold, but dude, warm is a whole nother fucking. It's a
different
vibe.
Thing.
It's a vibe, dude.
Here's a how-to.
Here
we go.
Please.
Look at this fucking kid. How the fuck does he know?
I'm going to be showing you how to make a homemade fifi. His mom's going to walk right behind him.
Lotion. Second thing.
A sock.
Yeah, never did sock.
Third thing.
A little cock.
No one burns. The towel, I know.
Why the towel?
It's an insulator.
No, the towel, I know, but
it's just the body.
I'm wondering about the sock.
Well, he puts the rubber glove
inside the sock.
Yeah. And then he'll probably roll it up, give it a little roll.
Towel, put it on the table like that.
No, I mean, what a wigger this kid is, huh?
He's going to make a chicken.
There you go. There we go. It's a swan. Put it on the bed.
Fuck the swan.
You ever have some swamp pussy?
Outside from the towel so you have room to fold it later.
So do you fuck the hole of the glove?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see.
Your towel.
Make it tight.
And you can just switch holes.
See, we wouldn't even use towels like that in the joint because they're hard to come by. He'd get a bunch of...
But they're easy
to come
in.
Hard to come by.
What are we doing here, folks?
Hey, folks, come on, folks.
This is actually a great video.
You roll it out like that. Now that looks kind of like a butthole.
Let's get it tight.
Get it right.
Then you put that in the sock. You ever seen a jail eel?
Yeah. Was this a jail pussy, motherfucker?
And then I guess you use the sock so that it doesn't unroll.
So this is good, but the ones we got in the joint were not like this. So this is really good.
That looks like lamb chop.
This is the song that never ends.
Just it goes. See, I feel like you need that water, though.
Yeah,
that
you
got to
put
helps.
It in the hot water.
So the water. Nice and warm. But hold on. What are you doing
so
with the water?
He would actually make it all with the glove, lotion inside, warm water in the glove.
In the glove.
With a knot, yep. And then he would wrap it in
towels.
Oh,
he'd wrap
towels.
The glove. So the glove would essentially, the water would be wrapping like that.
Yeah.
And your dick would shoot into the towel. It wouldn't shoot into the glove.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you just make a hand out of the glove, and then you just jerk it off.
Wow.
I don't remember one Valentine's Day in the joint. Not one.
Not one.
Not one. That's it.
You know what we should do? We should fucking have a Fifi making competition.
Oh, I'd win.
On the Real Ass Podcast.
See, this is the thing. If you're doing that kind of shit in jail, like, it means, like, I never, like, I didn't cook in jail. I didn't make fifis. I didn't fucking wash no dishes. I didn't do no shit like that.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah. I just was able to take care of myself. Like, if you're doing shit like that, it's because...
So you would just eat out of dirty dishes?
I'd wash my own dish. Like,
oh, you mean wash somebody else's dishes?
Well, bro, there'd be those guys, like, you'd get do a cook-up, and you'd be like, oh, somebody got to wash the bowls. And then you'd be like, all right, he eats for free, but he's got to wash the bowls.
No,
like,
you
I never...
Oh.
You didn't do that shit. You just said, fuck it, I'm making myself... I'm getting a bag of Cheetos, a bag of ramen.
Steal a chicken leg from the fucking chow hall, fucking let's
Did you
go.
Steal food?
I worked in the kitchen in some
spots. Oh, so you got to regularly.
Yeah, dude, I'd be walking back with like 6 chicken legs
That's
tied to my underwear.
When I worked at KFC, dude.
Chain of chickens around.
When I worked at KFC, dude, every time my manager would turn around, I'd take a fucking drum.
Put in your.
Throw it in the bone.
Put it in your
pocket.
You don't
even know, dude, how much fucking fried chicken I stole.
Just scooping mashed potatoes when he's walking by.
Oh, yeah, I used to steal. I had a fucking spork that I would sit. That would sit on the
counter.
Make
my fifi with mashed potatoes.
Oh, you had some hot gravy today?
Yeah, yo. Now we're talking.
Like, I mean, look, that was American Pie, right? The whole
pie
scene. That
you fucked
was like
the pie from KFC.
I never fucked a pie.
No, McDonald's pie. McDonald's pie is almost a fifi on its own.
Yeah, you got to do two of them.
Oh, but you've got the thing.
Yeah.
The hot pocket container.
I feel like I don't know, but I would really get in my head about the cherry pie getting into my dick hole and what that would cause.
Oh, yeah, that's
I feel like it would be some sort of like fucking yeast infection, sort of urinary tract.
Diabetes.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm at an age
Oh, boy,
now.
Got that sugar dick.
Oh, sweet dick.
Sweet
Willie.
Ass dick.
Dude, if I don't really like putting anything on my dick that doesn't, like if it moisturizes my dick and makes my dick smoother and nicer, I don't mind it.
So back in the day, I was working on a construction site and, a piece of insulation, like a speck of insulation, got into my penis.
Were you making a fifi out of the insulation? What the fuck?
Like the red fibers?
So yeah, you know, like the particles were just floating all around.
Like fiberglass.
Yeah, yeah. And it got in. Yeah, so I was screaming at my
girl.
I was like, you fucking burnt me.
Whore.
I thought like, and then I went to the doctor and he's like, do you do construction or anything? He's like, yeah,
That's crazy.
You gotta stop fucking insulation.
Shit felt like blades.
Oh no!
I gotta stop stealing copper. I said.
Were you like pissing? Were you like pissing around it or some shit?
No, dude. It was all over the place. It just got in me. Got in me. Yeah. Ripping the jeans. Yeah.
Look, I gotta run.
You gotta go.
I gotta go. I gotta.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys. This has been a fun fucking show. Yeah. I gotta run to. I gotta run back home. Do a quick skanks, then get my day going.
Listen, if you are not subscribed to Gas, use code OTG, 7-day free trial. Listen to me and Gio's podcast. Stay for everybody else.
You guys are the best, man. We really appreciate you guys being a part of the family.
Yes, happy to be here.
We will be back on Friday live in studio. Shout out to the snow that made us have to go live on Friday. But yeah, we'll do some fun stuff then. We'll check you then. Thank you very much. Good night.
That's all, folks.